Karna Bank Primary Newsletter, April 2016. Although the month of April has really only had two full weeks of school, there has been so much activity around the school that there is still plenty to report. Read on to find out what has been happening and what is about to happen. Firstly, we are delighted to welcome back Miss Meakin. Miss Meakin is a student teacher who previously worked with P1A and who this term will be working with P4. The scaffolding has been erected during the spring break, and inside the building we are very busy getting ready for the internal work to start on the top floor. Next week beginning 2nd May, workmen welfare units and storage containers will reappear in the car park, meaning that stuff will be coming to work by bus, train or Shanks pony classes based on the top hall, and the staff room will all be based elsewhere within the building from week beginning 15th May, and then the work will begin in earnest. The work will likely to take up to 9 months to a year to completely, but the end of it we will have a lovely fresh building to work in. In the meantime, the normal hard work continues. Staff continue their work, colleagues from across the learning community and interdisciplinary learning. Miss Douglas will be presenting a workshop at Glasgow University to postgraduate teaching students about teaching children with English as an additional language. P7 boys are enjoying a series of swimming lessons. P2B and P4 are enjoying a series of dance lessons under the Determined to Dance program. The nursery children have enjoyed another storytelling session with our P1 children and are looking forward to coming along to our induction program, which starts on 11th May. P6 are looking forward to a visit to the mosque on Thursday, 28th April. At the time of writing, we are also looking forward to our World of Work Week, which Mrs. Adams has put a huge amount of work into organising. We are grateful to those organisations who have agreed to provide a stall, and also those parents who have agreed to come along and man a stall at a carousel of many workshops where our children will learn about a variety of careers and what they entail. On top of all of this, we hope to have visits from the police, the fire service and Caledonian University. Mrs. Adams has also arranged for a class to visit Glasgow School of Art. During World of Work Week, the children have been asked to prepare a talk about a career they think they would be like to pursue in the future and to present their talk to their class. There will be a prize for the best talks in each class, which will then be presented at an assembly on Friday, 29th April. We are looking forward to hearing the wonderful and different ambitions that the children have. Maybe during the week we will inspire future ambitions. We are very grateful to Mrs. Adams for all the time and effort she has given to organising this first World of Work Week for Garner Bank Primary School. At the beginning of March, Garner Bank held a successful health week. During this week, one of the highlights was the film made by our health group to highlight how different sugars affect our bodies. We took the opportunity then to we took the opportunity then to further promote healthy snacks only in school. Despite we are still coming across children with sweets which they are sharing with their friends in the playground, possibly these friends have parents who do not want their children eating sweets during the school day. Please provide healthy snacks only for your children. Please do not send sweets for playtime snacks. Crisps baked only. Fruit, dried fruit, oat cakes or vegetable sticks. They are suggested alternatives. Further good advice about healthy snacks and given on Cordia's Fuel Zone website. www.fuelzoneprimary.co.uk. Thank you for your cooperation. Staying with the playground, you will be aware that the playground space is much reduced due to the scaffolding, and it would help therefore and be much appreciated if, when waiting to collect children from school, parents would come right to the playground and not wait at the top of the stairs. This will ease congestion and allow children and parents to leave the playground safely. Once again, thank you for your cooperation with this matter. With reduced space inside the building, even if it is very wet, the children will have to go outside to play. The top hall will be inaccessible and the middle hall will be used as a classroom. With this in mind, we would ask that you keep an eye on the weather forecast and make sure that your children is dressed appropriately or prepared for inclement weather. Once again, thank you for your help and support. Miss Morrison attended a meeting at St. Aloysius College during which greater detail for Garnet Bank use of all of their new gym, games hall and dance studio was discussed. This would be available from January 2017 and will allow children in Garner Bank to experience PE lessons and proposed built facilities. This will be very welcome opportunity, particularly as it will allow people some quality PE time, which will be much reduced during the building work being undertaken with Garnet Bank's building. The post of the head teacher at Garnet Bank Primary School was advertised on 15th April with the closing date of 1st May. In partnership with the Parent Council, Education Services will draw up a short list of candidates for interview on 11th to 12th May. These candidates will be invited to visit Garnet Bank on 2nd June and will be then be interviewed on 7th June.